Hi, and welcome to another podcast demo of using Dash, the educational robot, for some block-style programming to teach 6 to 12-year-olds and above, including me, how to do some basic coding concepts. So in this demo, I'm going to show you how to get Dash here to respond to a clap-type sound. And then we can have a little bit of an experiment around what we can also do with him responding to clap sounds. So as usual, let me just turn Dash on first. And I've currently got him sitting facing me with his drive wheels towards me and his single sphere at the back. So his on button is at the right hand side in the middle between his right hand sphere and his back sphere, of course, where his wheels are. So pushing it in now. And he's waking up, his head's turning, he's done a little spin. Beautiful. So now he's ready to go. So let me open up Swift Playgrounds on my iPad, of course using Siri. So honey on the home button. Open Swift Playgrounds.
Playgrounds. Locations. Button.
Okay, now while we're not editing, I'm just going to flick over to the right using VoiceOver here to get to Dash Template.
New Playground, My Playground, Help, Select, Dash Template, Swift 4.2.
That's button. The one we want to use, so double tap on that.
Dash Temp, Wet Playground Documents, Waiting to Start.
Now, normally when it says waiting to start, it means that it's already connected to Dash already. So if I flick to the right.
Page 1, Add from Library, More. Page 1, Dash, button.
Yep, that looks like it's connected.
Waiting to start.
That's the waiting to start.
Tap to enter code.
And text here's field. Our tap to enter code. So double tap on that.
Double tap to edit. Insertion point at end.
Okay, and we're ready to start coding. Now let me just see where Dash has just ended up. Yeah, he's turned around to the left. Just to save myself him not rolling off the table, I'm going to pick him up. And I've now got him with his bum or his back sphere facing towards me and his drive wheels with his head, of course, with the eye facing away from me. All right, cool. So what we need to do is back up my keyboard. Let me see what my keyboard's doing by pressing the left and right arrow keys for quick nav on or off.
Quick nav on.
So now it's on.
Quick nav off.
Now it's off, so we can start typing normally. So let's do the command to get Dash to respond to a clap type sound. And the command is wait for clap, left paren, right paren, and the for and the clap part of the command is capitalized. So capital F for, capital C clap. So it's WAIT lowercase, capital F for, capital C clap, left paren, right paren. So let me just type that in now. So lowercase WAIT, capital F O R, capital C L A P. Left paren,
right paren.
And there's the right paren. And if I do a right arrow.
Right paren.
There's the right paren. Right arrow again. In a document, enter.
New line.
All right. So let's see if we can run the code and get Dash to respond to a clap sound. Now, rather than me clapping and startling people, I've got my very high-tech clapping instrument here. What makes the sound of a clap in a way. And it's a pen. All right. So I'm going to do Command R. And I'm going to tap on one of Dash's spheres to get him to respond to the clap command. So Command R.
Waiting for a clap sound. Clap sound detect successful.
Okay, so that worked beautifully. And yes, a quick clap. So why don't we just do it? So Command R.
Waiting for a clap sound. Clap sound detect successful.
There we go. All right, so a bit loud. So I'm going to use the good old tap with the on one of his spheres with my pen. It's not so violent. Okay, so we're going to respond to a clap sound. However, if I turn VoiceOver off on my iPad, because I like to run the code without VoiceOver running and reading out all the commands at the time. So if I do the home button three times, 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
And I do Command R. I've got no way of knowing that Dash is currently sitting here waiting for the command. I'm just going to have to guess when he's ready and then tap on his sphere to get him to respond, okay? So VoiceOver back on again. 1, 2, 3 on the home button.
VoiceOver on. Playgrounds. Wait for clap left paren, right paren. Text field.
Okay, so.
Double tap to edit.
Why
actions
don't
available.
We, first of
landscape.
All, get him to say hi, so then we know he's right. Currently listening. So I'm going to do left and right arrow again to do my quick nav business that I normally do.
Quick nav on.
To make quick sure it's off. Pressing up arrow.
Top of document.
Pressing enter for a new line. Up again to new go to the blank line. And I'm going to do one of my play sound commands. So why don't we do play sound, sound type high, all right? So we do lowercase play, P-L-A-Y, capital S for sound.
O-U-N-D,
left paren.
Left paren, right paren.
And now it's going to push the right paren over as I keep typing. So we'll do sound type,
capital S, O-U-N-D,
capital T-Y-P-E, full stop, capital H-I. Then if I do a right arrow.
Right paren. Empty line.
There's empty line and there's the W of wait.
W. All right. New line.
So this time, if I turn voiceover off.
Voiceover off.
The command R.
Hi.
Okay, so we know he's waiting. Let me tap on Dash's sphere.
Awesome.
So running the code without voiceover running works beautifully because we've got him saying hi, we know he's ready, and we know then we have to do the clap sound. Now, when I'm normally testing this stuff too, I like to remind myself how many claps I would probably need to do depending on how many wait for clap commands I've put in there. So why don't we put in between hi and the wait clap maybe how many times Dash plays his horn to get us to do how many claps we need to do. So let me turn back on voiceover, 1, 2, 3 with the home button.
Voiceover on. Playgrounds.
And then play I'm pressing right arrow.
W.
Okay, there's the
whiskey.
W of wait. I'm pressing left arrow.
W.
Let's do a new line by pressing enter.
New line.
And up arrow.
New line.
All right, so we want to do the play sound, sound type horn. And this time, as I did with the previous demo, let me type in the partial command and then we'll go to that list that pops up to complete the command rather than having to type it in all the time. So if I do play sound,
P-L-A-Y,
all lowercase, capital S-O-U-N-D,
left paren, right paren, okay, one new issue.
I know I haven't finished typing,
S-O-U-N-D, T-Y-P-E, full stop.
And then let's do via right arrow.
Empty line. Toggle, not dash, learn more, run, undo, redo, awesome, bragging.
So you heard it say awesome, bragging.
Car engine.
Fantastic.
Here I come.
Hi. And there's
code
horn.
Completion.
So VO spacebar, control from spacebar.
Right paren.
Rather than doing my left and right to toggle quick nav, because I have left quick nav turned off, let me just try right arrow.
Right paren.
Yep, and there's a right paren. If I do left arrow.
Right paren. N, R,
of
O. Cap H.
Horn that we just selected. So hotel. Pressing right arrow now.
Cap O, R, N. Right paren.
Pressing right arrow.
New line. W.
And there's the W of wait for whiskey. Clap. All right. So we know this time when we hear one horn sound, we just have to clap once. Let's turn voiceover off to make it a bit more trendy. Home button 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
Command R.
Hi.
Okay. So we beeped his horn once. So we've got to clap once. So tap him on his sphere once. Beautiful. All right, that works. Good. So voiceover back on again. Home button 3 times. A 1, 2, or 3.
Voiceover on.
And
playgrounds.
Down arrow.
Playground documents. Button.
And
landscape.
Whoa.
Home button to the right.
Now it's getting a little fiddly with me because I just pressed down arrow assuming that I was still in editing mode and I'm not. So left and right arrow.
Quick nav on.
And left and right arrow again.
Quick nav off.
And let's see where we are. Okay, we've got very confused. So I'm going to do VR left arrow.
Playground documents.
So at the top of the very weird. All right, VR right arrow.
Add from library.
So this is why
page
I always tend to double check my cursor location.
Play sound left paren sound insertion point at start.
Okay, let me just do VR spacebar, control spacebar again.
Insertion point at end.
And put ourselves at the bottom. If I do left arrow.
New line.
There's new line. New back line. Right arrow. Cool. All right, so we want to do another play horn sound, but we want to do it twice. So rather than me having to type it in again,
wait for clap, press up arrow. Play sound left paren sound type full stop horn right
that's
paren.
Our horn one. So pressing right arrow.
P.
And then left arrow.
P.
Thinking of P for play sound.
Parker.
So shift down arrow.
Play sound. Sound type horn. Selected.
And remember it didn't read out the punctuation. And command C to copy. And then down arrow.
Bottom of document.
On the document, making sure I've got a blank line. So left arrow.
New line.
Yep. Back to
new
right line. Arrow, so we're underneath the new line. And then command V to paste.
P play sound left paren sound type full stop horn right paren.
Okay, I'm pressing left arrow.
New line, right paren, N.
Okay, there's the N November, of horn, pressing right arrow.
Right paren, new line, bottom of horn document. Far.
We want two horns sounded, so I'm going to do command V again.
Play sound sort of left paren sound type full stop horn right paren.
And bottom down of arrow to match them at the bottom of the file, left arrow.
New line.
There's new line, right arrow, another new line. And let's do two wait for clap. So I'm going to do up arrow again.
Play sound, left paren, wait for clap.
There's
left
wait for clap.
Paren, W.
So pressing right arrow, left arrow, make sure I'm at the beginning of wait, W, Miss wait e. for clap. So shift down arrow.
Wait for clap.
Command selected. C, to copy the clipboard. And down again, down arrow, bottom of file, document. Left arrow.
There's
a new line or empty line. Right
new
arrow, line. Make sure we're after it. Command V.
Wait for clap, left paren, right paren.
And then down arrow, bottom of file
document.
Again. Or bottom of document, left arrow.
New line.
There's a new line, right arrow.
New line.
So underneath the new line, command V.
Wait for clap, left paren, right paren.
So we'll just put in to get Dash to play his horn twice, and then we need to clap twice, okay? So we've got one horn for one clap, and then two horns to remind us to clap twice for two horn beeps. So let's do it the normal way first. I'm just going to do running the code with voiceover running. So command R.
Dash says hi. Playing horn sound. Waiting for a clap sound.
Okay, so waiting for a clap sound. So he's booped his horn once. So we tap the sphere once, or clap. So I'm going to tap him with my pen.
Clap sound detect. Playing horn sound. Playing horn sound. Waiting for a clap sound.
Okay, so he's beeped his horn twice, so we need to tap twice. So I tap once.
Clap sound detect. Waiting for a clap sound.
And another clap sound, so tap him again.
Clap sound detect. Successful.
Beautiful. All right. So this time, let's turn voiceover off. Home button 1, 2, 3. Turn
voiceover
off. Pressing
off.
It 3 times. And do command R again to run it.
Hi.
Okay, so he said hi. There's his beep, so we tap once. Okay, so there we go. So a bit of a pause between the first and the second tap. Let me turn the voiceover back on again with home button, 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on, playgrounds. Play
and
sound
left and
parent
right.
Sound, landscape, quick nav off.
Okay, down arrow.
Bottom of document.
And the bottom of the file.
New line.
All right. What we might do this time, just for a bit of a variation here, let's get him to move forward and then back. Just because we can, for something a bit different. So I'm going to do lowercase move, capital
FORWARD, left paren.
Let's put the right paren automatically, pressing right arrow, and right arrow again.
Bottom of
document, enter. And because it's such a short command, type it in again, lowercase move. And remember, this one's backward because you're going to move forward and now backwards. Yes, I know, I haven't finished typing the command in. So lowercase move, I've got so far, and then capital B,
A-C-K-W-A-R-D,
left paren, right paren, and then enter.
New line.
All right, so I reckon, actually, you know, thinking about it, I reckon when he moves forward, we should get him to wait for a clap, and then he moves backwards. So I'm going to press up arrow.
Move backward, left paren, right paren.
And there's the move backwards, so I press right arrow. There's the after
line.
The M of move.
M.
So pressing left arrow, hitting enter
new
to put
line.
A blank line in, pressing
new
up arrow
line.
To get to the blank line properly. Let's put in a wait for clap. Okay, so, oh, actually, we better not put in a wait for clap, or we can, but I want to put another one in there first of all so we know he's waiting. Now, because he's moving, why don't we put in a play engine sound so he revs his engine? Just for a bit of difference. All right, so let's do play, lowercase play.
P-L-A-Y-S-O-U-N-D.
Left paren,
right paren.
Capital S-O-U-N-D.
T-Y-P-E.
Full stop. I know how to spell this.
C-A-R-E-N-G-I-N-E.
Okay, so revs his engine.
Right paren.
There's our right paren with the right arrow.
New line.
New line. I'm going to hit another enter again. So I'm going to put another command in.
New line.
Okay, and of course, we have to remind ourselves that we're going to do a clap. So let's just go and keep being logical and get him to beep his horn again to make us clap. So we want a lowercase P-L-A-Y, capital S-O-U-N-D.
Left paren,
there's our right paren there. push it over to the right that I'm about to type in as I did before. So sound type, capital S O U N D, capital T Y P E, full stop, horn, H O R N, right brain is the right arrow, and right arrow. And there's the move backward line command. So if you hit enter again, new the line, up arrow, because we're now going to put our wait for clap command in. So wait for clap, W-A-I-T, lowercase, capital F-O-R, capital C-L-A-P, left paren, is a left paren, right paren, pressing right arrow.
Right paren, new line, M.
And there's the move. So let's read this on the top and see if it makes sense then.
So top pressing up arrow. Document.
Okay, so
play sound left paren, sound type full stop horn right paren.
So I just missed off the first one I pressed down, so I'm going to press up right now.
Play sound left paren, sound type full stop high right paren.
Okay, so if we do command R, he's going to say hi, pressing down arrow.
Play sound left paren, sound type full stop horn right paren.
He's going to play his horn, and that's to remind us that we've then got a clap. So let's see, down arrow.
Wait for clap left paren right paren.
So there's the wait for clap. So we clap once because his horn only went once. So pressing down again.
Play sound left paren, sound type full stop horn right paren.
And here's horn again. That's one horn.
Play sound left paren, sound type full stop horn right paren.
Two horns.
Wait for clap left paren right paren.
And then first of the wait for clap.
Wait for clap left paren right paren.
First, second of the second wait for claps. That's twice because he beeped his horn twice.
Move forward left paren
then
right paren.
Then he moves forward.
Play sound left paren, sound type full stop car engine right
and
paren.
And he's going to rev his engine because he went because he moved forward. So that's cool. And then down arrow.
Play sound left paren, sound type full stop horn right paren.
He's going to beep his horn again to remind us that we've got a clap.
Wait for clap left paren right paren.
And we wait for clap and we clap once because he only beeped his horn once.
Move backward left paren right paren.
And then you move backwards after we did the clap, when Dash receives the clap sound. Now remember, when I press down arrow now,
move
it's going to read it twice
paren, bottom of document.
Because I'm at the bottom of the document. So let me just press left arrow.
Empty line, new line.
There we go. All right, now I reckon we should put in another final sound. So let's do play sound. So lowercase play.
L-A-Y-S-O-U-N-D.
Left paren,
S-O-U-N-D.
T-Y-P-E.
Full stop.
And
left paren.
Let me do via right arrow. Control from right to see what
toggle full
good
knife,
sounds we've
dashes,
got to play with.
Learn more. Dismiss me. Run my code. Undo. Redo. Awesome.
So you can say awesome, which already says already.
Bragging.
Bragging.
Car engine.
Car engine.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Here I come.
Here I come.
Hi.
Hi.
Horn.
Horn.
Inputs.
Inputs.
Interesting. Oh no.
Interesting.
Code
oh no.
What? Code completion.
I think an interesting would be nice. So via left arrow,
oh no, interesting.
Left arrow.
Inputs.
Whoops.
Interesting.
It's interesting. So via space bar, control from space bar.
G. G.
And there's the G of interesting. Pressing right arrow.
Right parent. Bottom of
and
document.
Bottom of document. What a new
line.
And then I think that might do us, I think. All right. So let's try, first of all, with voiceover running. So command R.
Dash says hi. Playing horn sound. Waiting for a clap sound.
Okay, so we clap and tap him on his one of his spheres with my pen.
Clap sound detect. Playing horn sound. Playing horn sound.
Okay, so two horns
waiting for a
means
clap
we've
sound.
Got to actually clap twice now that it's waiting for the input. So tap.
Clap sound detect. Waiting for a clap sound.
And clap again.
Clap sound detect. Dash moving forward.
He's moving forward.
Playing engine sound.
Moving his engine.
Playing horn sound. Waiting for a clap sound.
Okay, so he beeped his horn.
Clap sound detect.
And
Dash
just then
backward.
Responded to my voice then.
Dash says interesting.
Interesting.
So there we go. So beautiful. So just be aware sometimes he's also going to respond to your voice, not just the, you know, the clap sound or me tapping on his sphere, all right? So let's just try it again. We have voiceover turned off because he did all the right things then. So home button, 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
Command R.
Hi.
Okay, so one beep, a tap. Okay, so now he wants two beeps. Another one beep, so one tap. So there we go. So Beautiful. So there we go. So you can do a few interesting things. You get him to say how many claps he's got to do by just getting maybe some sound effects to play, so you can remember how many times he's supposed to do it. Just don't have to use the horn sound. You can get him to move around. I just use the move forward and move backward commands in this one. But of course, you get him to turn left and right. So a combination of playing sounds, responding to claps, and then moving around can be quite a cool thing to do. And so what I'm going to do in the next demo, as I said in the previous demo, I'm going to show you how you can actually use the commands that the Dash template offers to find out which buttons respond to a button 1 press, a button 2 press, and a button 3 press. So that will be in the next demo. And after that one, I want to introduce you to things called functions. So we'll find out what functions are in the demo after the next one. So next one's going to be on finding out what the buttons are on top of his head. And then we're going to start talking about functions. And as I do in the other demos, remember, if you want to save your instructions that we've just done in this case to get Dash to respond to a wait for clap, then remember you can do Command A to highlight everything, Command C to copy the clipboard, go and open up notes, create a new note, and then do Command V for Victor to paste it in. And then you can just go back to Swift Playgrounds into the Dash template, and then do Command A to highlight everything, press your delete key, and you can start afresh next time you re-enter Swift Playgrounds and the Dash template. But anyway, that will do for this demo, and I will talk to you next time. And as I say in all my demos, thanks for listening, and bye for now.